237,000 without power in Kentucky, Tennessee following catastrophic tornadoes. By Nick Gilbertson on December 11, 2021. Some 237,000 customers are without power in Kentucky and Tennessee in the aftermath of catastrophic tornadoes that ripped through numerous states in America's heartland. As of 11:20 a.m. Saturday, power outage.us reported 144,842 customers in Tennessee and 92,795 customers in Kentucky were without power. In Indiana, 75,425 were without power. And another 21,330 and 13,446 were without power in Arkansas and Illinois, respectively. In Kentucky alone, Governor Andy Beshear, D., indicated at least 50 people were killed by tornadoes in extreme weather, per ABC News. A tornado struck a candle factory in Mayfield, Kentucky, where 110 people were working, the AP reports, citing Beshear. We believe our death toll from this event will exceed 50 Kentuckians and probably end up 70 to 100, the governor said. In Edwardsville, Illinois, about 25 miles east of St. Louis, an Amazon factory was walloped. The roof caved in and a wall spanning about 100 yards tumbled to the ground, per the AP. One death was confirmed in the incident and two were transported via helicopter to St. Louis area hospitals, Edwardsville Police Chief Mike Philback said, per the outlet. Philback did not know their conditions. The AP reports. It wasn't immediately clear whether the damage was caused by straight-line storms or a tornado. But the National Weather Service office near St. Louis reported radar-confirmed tornadoes in the Edwardsville area at around the time of the collapse. About 30 people who were in the building were taken by bus to the police station in nearby Pontoon Beach for evaluation. Early Saturday, rescue crews were still sorting through the rubble. Philback said the process could take several more hours. Cranes and backhoes were brought in to help move debris. Amazon spokesperson Richard Rocha told KMOV, "The safety and well-being of our employees and partners is our top priority right now. We're assessing the situation and will share additional information when it's available." Following the confirmation of casualties, Amazon released another statement, per KMOV. "Our thoughts, prayers, and deepest sympathies are with the victims, their loved ones, and everyone impacted," Amazon stated. "This is a devastating tragedy for our Amazon family and our focus is on supporting our employees and partners."